This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. More than 135,000 South Louisiana households have applied for FEMA assistance, and the latest estimate of damaged homes exceeds 85,000. That was before six more parishes were added to the disaster declaration last Friday. Hotel rooms are full, apartments are hard to find, and people are living with family and even in tents in their front yards.
What is happening with housing? Because it seems like it's not moving very fast.
State Senator Eddie Lambert of Ascension Parish asked Louisiana Recovery Director Mark Riley during a committee meeting late last week.
On the manufactured housing program with FEMA, within the next couple of days, that's really going to start ramping up, and we're going to start seeing a whole lot more trailers come in and get on the ground.
Lambert was more interested in the shelter at home program.
The state is actually funding this, correct?
Right.
If I can get in it for $15,000, then I can move back in it, correct?
Just to be clear, we don't give anyone $15,000.
Right.
We will do work in your house to make it safe and habitable up to a cost of $15,000.
Right. Basically, the contractor does the work, the state makes the payment.
Contractors have been hired, Riley said, and inspections and the work begun, but it's a massive and ultimately expensive undertaking.
Doing something like this, getting someone back into their house, is a lot cheaper than putting them up in hotels, putting a mobile home in place, and plus it's a better effect on the community.
Senator Lambert agreed.
To me, it looks like the governor's program is the quickest way to address some of these issues.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.